Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the Market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hong Bin Jong. Gold is hovering above $1,700 an ounce amid continued uncertainty over whether the U.S. Central Bank will maintain its resolve to crush inflation by hiking rates. And the precious metal has been whipsawed by changing views on the Federal Reserve's monetary policy stance. To tell us more about the outlook for gold and other commodities, including copper, joining us on the phone is Sabreen Chowdhury, head of commodities at Fitch Solutions. Sabreen, welcome back to the show.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Great. So gold prices, you know, seem to be up this week despite plummeting to a two-year low last week. And it seems like there could be more volatility. What's your outlook on gold prices?
Since May, gold prices have been almost entirely dictated by the U.S. dollar, mm-hmm. and movements in the dollar are likely to continue driving gold prices in the coming months as well. Mm-hmm. In the past week, we saw some decline in the dollar, which led to investors switching to gold, bringing prices up above $1,700 an ounce, as you say. And going forward, there are a number of opposing economic factors that mm-hmm. will continue to play tug-of-war with gold, keeping gold range-bound within $1,650 and $1,850 an ounce with very high levels of volatility.
So could we see gold prices, you know, coming down again?
Yes, definitely. There are factors pushing gold prices down. So other than the strong USD, we also have rising U.S. Treasury yields that mm-hmm. are placing a cap on gold price strength, as gold is a non-yielding asset. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, inflation is really high, but it should peak in the coming months, driven by easing commodity prices and a gradual normalization of supply chains, as suggested by shortening delivery times. Mm-hmm. And data suggests that inflation may be close to peaking in the mm-hmm. U.S., so this could also start to ease across the world in the coming months, indicating that gold demand as a hedge against inflation will also peak.
Mm-mm. So what could also drive gold prices up then?
Gold is a safe haven asset. So mm-hmm. investors rush to gold when there is a high level of uncertainty in the market. Mm-hmm. We saw the highest prices of gold during COVID-19 in mid-2020, also during past financial crises, and also immediately after the Russian invasion of Ukraine this year. So a global recession or a significant increase in political risk, geopolitical tensions, or just a negative black swan event could see gold prices shooting up again.
Mm-mm. And I want to talk about copper as well. You know, prices mm-hmm. of copper has fallen by nearly a third since March, but we've seen a little bit of gain today after the London Metal Exchange said it will restrict new deliveries of metals from Russia. But I mean, it's still down 26% from its peak. What's the outlook like for copper prices?
Yeah, prices of most commodities are now much lower than where they were in March, directly after Russia's invasion mm-hmm. of Ukraine. The highs reached in March were very short-lived, as soon after that, news of lockdowns in China spread like wildfire. Now, right. China is the world's largest consumer of metals, and mm-hmm. negative investor sentiment coupled with an actual decline in physical demand for copper, as well as other industrial metals, led to a very sharp decline in prices compared to March highs. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to highlight that copper and most metal prices still remain very elevated compared to historical pre-COVID-19 levels, if you look at the charts. And the long-term outlook definitely still remains positive.
Mm-mm. And I've seen an article earlier this week that some of the largest miners and metals traders are actually warning that in just a couple of years' time, there would be a massive shortfall of copper. How big would this shortage get?
Copper is a major metal that mm-hmm. is required for the success of the green transition. Right. Copper is used in electric vehicles, in renewable energy infrastructure, in almost all avenues of the shift to a green economy mm-hmm. globally. Now, by contrast, supply is not set to increase at the same pace as demand due to multiple reasons, including things like resource nationalism in producing nations, lack of sufficient investment into projects due to financial constraints, etc. So this will lead to a rising deficit in the copper market in the years ahead. And according to our forecasts at Bit Solutions, we expect copper to register a deficit of close to 1 million tons by 2030.
Then, you know, I mean, demand for copper is growing, but there is going to be a shortfall in copper. How high can prices of copper get?
Copper prices will definitely remain on a long-term uptrend, despite the short-term price pressures that we're seeing now due to the U.S. Strong USD and slowdown in global demand, especially Chinese demand. But for the long term, for next year, our forecast look at an average of $8,400 per ton next year, and it should rise to $10,000 per ton in the next 5 years.
And are there any other commodities that investors should look out for in the coming months?
Yes, most definitely. The green metals are also interesting to look at. Prices should definitely be on the rise for all these, such as nickel, especially high-grade nickel, class one nickel, we call it. There's also lithium, there's cobalt, other than copper. So these are definitely metals to look out for in the coming months.
Well, thank you so much, Sabrine, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Sabrine Chowdhury, Head of Commodities at Fitch Solutions. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.